Blog Talk Radio.
Some people have seen where God has brought you from. They don't really understand it. They don't know your story.
You don't know my story.
You don't know
the things.
You don't know the things that I come through.
You cannot imagine.
You cannot imagine.
At my lowest.
You
cannot imagine.
The strongholds and the walls have been.
But God has been faithful.
God has been faithful to me.
He promised.
He promised he would never leave me.
My story.
My story proves that God can do me.
Deliverance
is.
You don't know my story, the anguish and the guilt that consumed me. Grateful I can tell it, for no more shall the shackles condemn me. You don't know my story,
you just don't know.
For if you did, you would lift up your hand.
Deliverance.
And deliverance.
What I want to share is my testimony.
You don't know.
Somebody needs to know my story.
It would blow your mind.
Can I get a witness?
You don't know
my story.
My story.
And it's through my testimony. Thank you for bringing me out. You think you know, but let me tell it.
Life and favor upon me.
God, thank you for your mercy.
God, of mercy.
And you love me. Life and favor.
Life and favor upon me.
Oh, how wondrous.
Oh, how wonderful.
God, it's my story.
Upon me.
You wouldn't believe my real testimony. Can't imagine. Some people, they walked out on me and they gave up on me, said I wouldn't make it, but God broke me out.
All the things I've done.
If you only knew, you'd understand why I praise like this. Come on, can we take it up?
I'm delivered.
I'm delivered.
Here is my story.
Oh,
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I pray that each of you had a beautiful and blessed weekend. And again, we thank you for tuning in this week with us to listen to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. You were listening to a beautiful song by John P. Key featuring James Fortune, Isaac Curry, and LaJune Thompson. I tell you, just looking at the lyrics to that song bring tears to my eyes, because no one knows our story. People have seen where God has brought us from, but they really don't understand your story. They don't know the things that you've come through. They can't even imagine the pain, the trials that one had to endure. No one knows our story. Nobody knows the day that God has set us free. Nobody can imagine the strongholds and the walls that sever us. No one has been faithful. No one has promised us that they would never leave us alone. Deliverance is our testimony. Amen. We don't understand the anguish, the guilt that consumes us. We don't understand the shackles that condemn us. We don't understand how sometimes we lay awake at night with tears streaming down our face, and we have to cry out in those lonely hours. We have to cry out, and we have to have a little talk with Jesus. We have to remind God of his word, because we know that the Bible says his promises are yea. His promises are amen. And if God's promises are yes and God's promises are amen, then guess what? We can prove him, because God is obligated not to us, but he's obligated to his word. Amen. Grace and mercy, love and peace, they abound in the heart of God. That's why he said he'll never leave us. That's why he said when our mothers and our fathers forsake us, he will take us up. Life and favor is upon us because we've been born again. We've been washed in the blood. We have been secured in the blood of the Lamb. We're under the shadow of the Almighty. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadows of death, we don't have to fear no evil, for thou art with us. His rod and his staff, hallelujah, they protect us. They shield us from all harm. That's why the Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are safe. We're safe. Sometimes we don't enjoy that rod of correction. We don't enjoy that staff reeling us on back in. But it's for our good. And one day, as we mature in Christ Jesus, we'll understand why that rod of correction, we'll understand that staff that reel us on in. Oh, God, you don't know my story. You don't know my pain. Hallelujah. But I thank God for a Savior. I thank God that everything that I have need of is in Christ Jesus. I don't have to wonder. I don't have to think about it. I don't have to doubt, because I know one thing. God will bring me out. Amen. So be encouraged today, people of God. Life and favor is in God's hand. Ah, glory to God. I bless him today for life. I bless him today for favor. Amen. And we want to say to each and every one of you, our listeners, those that call in regularly, those that go back on the archives and listen to these messages in their entirety, we thank God for you. We thank God for your participation. We thank God for your support. We thank God for your prayers. And I know somebody is praying for me. Amen. And we're just so thankful that God bless us with men and women of God that love him and above all are respectful, hallelujah, and love God's people. Amen, amen. We certainly give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the head of our lives. Amen. We thank you. We want you to be mindful of those that are mourning, those that have lost loved ones. And just want to let you know we lost a friend of ours, a dear young lady that we had been interceding and praying for. Well, she lost the battle. So she's asleep in Christ Jesus. Amen. So I want you to continue to pray for the bereaved family of the Hills. Amen. Amen. We are excited again. You know, last week we had a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful week expounding on seek peace and pursue it. And this week we're just so honored to have one of our favorite prophets. Now, I'm not saying I don't have respect of persons, but you, when you interact with people and you begin to develop a relationship with them, you begin to appreciate them, amen, even the more. So we appreciate the prophet of God that's going to be ministering to us today, and I certainly thank God for the sacrifice of his time. Amen. He can find something else to do in this 1 o'clock hour, but we thank God that he sacrificed his time and rendered on behalf of the people of God and the God that he loved. Amen. So this week we're going to have as our destiny focus, why seek ye the dead?
Living.
The living, excuse me, among the dead. Why seek ye the living among the dead? Amen. What a powerful, powerful subject. Amen. And Prophet Michael Davis will be ministering to us today, and we're going to turn the remainder of this segment over to him, and he can open up with the word of prayer. And however the Lord lead him on today, we're asking you to have an open heart. Open your ears and receive what thus say the Lord. Don't even look at the person who is delivering the message, but look at it as a messenger and a rhema word that God has given this man of God to minister to us today. So with no further ado, we turn it over into the hands of Prophet Michael Davis. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you. I give Jesus all the glory, the honor, and the praise, because truly it belongeth unto him. And saints of God, I want to encourage you that Jesus is anointing. His anointing is here to deliver and to set you free.
Ooh.
Glory to God. He has come today to deliver and to set you free from all forms of bondage in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm going to pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word today that why seek ye the living among the dead. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the anointing that destroys every yoke of bondage and removes every burden, every weight, every fear, every doubt, every form of unbelief. We thank you for your holy word. We thank you for your power. We thank you most of all for the blood of Jesus and going to the cross to die for our sins upon the cross at Calvary. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So we thank you for that, being the Lamb of God, glory to God, that taketh away the sin of the world. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. It belongeth unto thee. We humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Jesus, truly without you, I can do nothing. I am nothing. I have nothing to offer. Jesus is the only one who has something to offer, because in him is life, and life more abundantly. So, Father, I stand before you to speak to your people, and I pray that you will speak through me by your Holy Spirit. For truly, if you do not speak, these people of yours can hear nothing, they can receive nothing, no deliverance will come, because when you speak, circumstances, their lives will change, situations will change, all things will change, because you have simply spoken your word. Your word carries all power and all authority to change circumstances, situations in our lives, and to set us free, and to line our lives up with your holy word. Father, in Jesus' name, I bind the devil. I bind every spirit of heaviness. I bind doubt. I bind unbelief in the authority of the name of Jesus. I bind every witchcraft spirit, every sorcery spirit, every mocking spirit. I bind it in the authority of the name of Jesus. Every demon of heaviness, go! Every religious demon, go! In the name of Jesus. We loose the liberty of the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus, that, Lord, you will have free course by the Holy Spirit to bring liberty to thy people, that every chain and every shackle would fall off of them, and there would be no oppression or depression of darkness or of the enemy. In Jesus' name, I loose them now in the authority of the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And I bring forth the Holy Spirit, the very life of God, the Spirit of the living God, the Holy Spirit. I bring forth the Holy Spirit upon your people, that their ears would open and their hearts would open and receive exactly what you want them to hear and to receive, that their lives may be transformed in you, Christ Jesus. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Whew. Glory to God. Get your Bibles. My God, I feel like worshiping just for a minute. My God, I don't know where you are, but if you can just turn your heart to worship just for 30 seconds. Lord,
yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we submit. Lord, we adore you. Jesus, we bless your name. We worship you for who you are. You said, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. For God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Mm.
Father, we thank you. We worship you. We glorify you. We adore you. We submit to you. We yield to the Holy Spirit. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Let no flesh glory in your presence. Any doubters, we bind the spirit of doubt. We bind anything that would be contrary to the true anointing in Jesus' name. Every religious disposition, every denominational disposition that doesn't line up with the truth, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
To go in Jesus' name. My God, thank you for liberty. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Woo!
You know, it's really a shame to come from a Sunday and for me to feel that kind of heaviness over the phone. That's really a shame, and that's probably why the Lord is bringing this message. Why seek ye the living among the dead? Some people are going to dead churches. Some people are dealing with dead pastors. Some people are dealing with people that don't have the Spirit of God. If a person does not have the Spirit of Christ, according to Romans 8 and 9, he doesn't belong to Jesus. Who does he belong to then? He belongs to the enemy. He belongs to Satan. You cannot fellowship with people who have a dead spirit, because what's going to happen, it's going to rub off on you. It's going to drain you of the anointing. There are too many people who are confessing Christ that have death in them. My God, from heaven. And it's really a choice to choose whom you will serve. God says in his word, he says, I set before you this day life and death, but you choose which one you want. He says, I rather that you choose life. But he says you choose. Glory to God. Saints of God, we don't serve a dead Jesus. We serve a true and living God. First, let's go to Revelation 1 and 18. My God from heaven, Father, I thank you. I give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' holy name. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 18. This is Jesus talking. Jesus is saying very clearly here, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of death and hell. Saints of God, the reason that Jesus has the keys to death and hell is because when he went into the tomb, he wasn't just laying in the tomb. He went to the lower parts of the earth to destroy the works of the devil. He went to the lower parts of the earth because he had to defeat the last enemy to be conquered. The last enemy to be conquered was death. He said, O grave, where is thy victory? And O death, where is thy sting? He took the sting out of death by going down and spoiling principalities and powers and the rulers of darkness in the underworld, literally Satan's kingdom, where they dwell in darkness. And he went down to the lower parts of the earth to destroy the works of the devil. For he said in his word, he said, for this cause have I come into the world, that I might destroy the works of the devil. Glory to God. And he went down to the lower parts of the earth to take the authority. Those keys means authority. He has authority over death, hell, and the grave. That's why he is the resurrection and the life. Glory to God. There can be no resurrection unless something has died. That's why Jesus Christ tells us that we must die daily. We must die to our own will. We must die to our flesh. We must die to the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and glory to God, the pride of life. We must die to our own desires. Why? Because if we don't die, then we cannot live. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. My God, I really feel that God wants to deliver some people today. I really feel it very strongly. There should not be any heaviness on us as saints of God. We should be operating in the liberty of the Holy Ghost. But glory to God. Let's go to John 11. To my main scripture, which is Luke 24, which is where our topic scripture is found. Let's go to John 11. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to go to verse 4, starting at verse 4. St. John, chapter 11, verse 4. My God from heaven, thank you, Jesus. Malka tandire kukuruyanda bakakuruya. Malkite. Man, I almost feel like having a prayer meeting, I'm telling you. Saints of God, that's another thing. You got to spend quality time in prayer. I mean, if you're not spending quality time in prayer, you're not going to break any yokes. You're not going to destroy any yokes in your life. You got to spend quality time in prayer, because the quality time in prayer is going to cause the anointing to fall on your life. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. You have to spend quality time in prayer for the true anointing to rest upon your life. You just can't go to church and expect to wean the anointing off of the pastor or off of someone else. You have to spend that time in prayer, because when you spend time in prayer, you're saturating your life with the presence of God. And a lot of people really don't know how to get into the presence of God and abide there. Abide means to dwell. A lot of people don't know how to dwell in the presence of God. They pray for 5 minutes and that's it. You're getting nothing. The presence of God will not rest upon you if you're not spending quality time in prayer and in worship and spending time in the presence of God. Yes, you're reading the Bible, that's good. But you have to have the presence of God on your life, the anointing. Glory to God, my God, from heaven. The anointing destroys the yoke, and it comes one way, through obedience and spending time in God's presence. Now, and we'll get to that in John 15. We'll get to that, but let me hit this in John chapter 11 first. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I give you glory for this word in the name of Jesus. We're talking about why seek ye the living among the dead. You can't get anything from dead people. You can't get anything from a dead church. You can't get any anointing from there. The yokes are not going to be destroyed. If you're in a ministry that's not casting out devils, if you're in a ministry that's not that's not praying for the sick and you're seeing results of people being healed, if you're not in a ministry where yokes are being destroyed and people's lives are being turned around and the captive are being set free, according to Luke 4:18, he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." That's not financially poor. I don't care what anybody says. He's not talking about financially poor. He's talking about a poor spiritual condition. He said, those who are captive, those who are bound, those who are in darkness, God came to set them free, to deliver them, to open the eyes of the blind, not just the natural eyes of the blind, but also those who are blind spiritually, who cannot see anything in the spirit. They don't know anything. In the spirit, their eyes have to be opened by the anointing in order to see in the spirit, so that the understanding of things of the spirit, of the Holy Ghost, can come forth in our lives. Glory to God. Let's stop depending on pastors. These are just men, and you don't know how they're living. And some of you don't even want to know how they're living. If the anointing is not on their life to destroy yokes, then if there's no power on their life, start talking to God to find a church, a ministry that has the anointing so you can be set free. Why sit among the dead when you're looking for Jesus? God is not dead. He is yet alive. My God from glory. Glory to God. St. John 11, chapter 4. God is good, I'm telling you. Glory to God. St. John 11, chapter 4. When Jesus heard that, let's go back to 1. I just want to read the story for a minute. I'm going to read 1 to 6. I have a little time. I'm going to work with this in Jesus' name. Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, "Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick." There are times in our lives, saints of God, not talking about natural sickness, but there are times that spiritual sickness would come. In other words, when we are lacking in our consecration, when we are lacking in spending time not just reading the word, but studying the word, when we are lacking in our prayer life, when we are lacking in our fasting, and really you're saying, well, that takes a lot of time. Well, no, it doesn't. If you consecrate yourself in the morning for 1 hour and in the evening for 1 hour to the Lord, shut everything down, you're consecrating yourself. And if you do that on a daily basis, you'll find that you want more of the Lord. You're going to find that you are desiring more of this consecration to the Lord. No, it doesn't take a lot of time. Glory to God. You don't have to be in full-time ministry to live this kind of life. You just have to choose your time wisely. Glory to God. So a person can actually be sick spiritually, and first, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, first natural, then spiritual. Yes, you can be sick in the natural, and you can be sick in the spirit also. But Jesus comes to heal us. He doesn't only come to heal us in the natural, but he comes to heal our sin-sick soul, our spiritual condition, to make us right with him so that our spirit will be clean. That's why we take our clothes to the cleaners. They get dirty, and we have to get clean. So you have to take them to a specialist, someone who has been trained on how to clean those clothes. You don't just take them to Kmart because you can't get your clothes cleaned at Kmart. Hello, somebody. You can't take your clothes to Walmart to get them clean. You have to take them to a specialist. So glory to God. God's anointing is the special requirement to clean up your spiritual life. My God from heaven. Whew, I didn't even know I was going here, but my God, from heaven, this is the direction I'm going in. But we're going to stay with the focus, why seek ye the living among the dead? God is talking about causing your spirit to be quickened. Quickened means to be made alive. To be made alive means to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, to be aware of the working of the Holy Spirit in your life, to be aware of how the Holy Spirit is working and operating around you, being sensitive to his voice, sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit, sensitive to the discerning of the Holy Spirit. Should I deal with this person or should I not? Should I make this decision or should I not? Should I go in this direction or should I not? This is a quickening. This is called being made alive. A person who is dead in the spirit, they cannot hear from God. They don't know the voice of God. They don't know the quickening of the Holy Spirit to know if that is an unction from the Holy Ghost or if that's just their mind playing tricks on them. Oftentimes I hear people saying, I'm not sure if God is talking to me. I don't know if that's my mind or not. But when you're quickened, when you're made alive by the Holy Spirit, you will not only know his voice, but you will know how he's leading you, because your job is to completely be aligned or at one with him so that you can see in the spirit the direction the Lord is leading you to go. And when God speaks to you, he'll give you understanding with that word. He'll give you clarity of direction with that word, even if it's concerning waiting. When God quickens you, when he makes you alive, when your spirit comes alive with the word of God and hearing the voice of God, you will understand and know, this is exactly what I am supposed to do. I am in the right place, and I am in the right, I'm at the right place at the right time. Begin to confess that over your lives. I am in the right place, and I am in the right, I'm at the right place at the right time. Glory to God. So as I continue to read in St. John chapter 11, verse 3, therefore his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Saints of God, I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you and let you know there are sometimes God allows your circumstance to get in a condition where it looks sick. In other words, it looks bad. It's looking like, my God, who can help me? My situation, my circumstance is so troubling to me. I cannot even sleep at night. My circumstance is so difficult. No one can resolve this but God. My circumstance and situation has gotten to the place where it's out of my control. And that's exactly what God wants. Because he said the sickness is not unto death, but it is for the glory of God. Thank you, Jesus. The purpose of the condition that he allowed Lazarus' condition to get so bad was because there are some people that have been watching your life. And these people have looked and said, they serve God, but why are they going through all of this? Let me see what God will do for them. And you don't even know there are some people who are confessing that they're Christians, and behind your back they're talking about you, and they're making ridicule of you, and they're making fun of you, and they're saying, if she was really with God, wouldn't God bring her out? Almost kind of like Job's friends begin to accuse them and bring accusation falsely against them, saying, well, really, if Jesus loved her or him, then why would he let it get to this point? Why would he let them get into this situation? Why would he let their situation become embarrassing? Glory to God. The bank might not give you the loan, and you think you don't have any other hope, but your hope is not in the bank. Your hope is in God. Your hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. My God, from glory. So God allowed Lazarus to get in a condition where his trouble was so overwhelming. He was on his sick bed, and no one could help him. He was dying, and there was nobody who could come to his rescue. His sisters couldn't do anything for him. No anointing oil would help him. No prayer could help him at this point, because his situation had gotten so bad that he needed a miracle. But God is the God of miracles. Glory.
Glory to God. Jesus even said unto them, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but it's for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. God has allowed your situation to go public where people heard about it. They're talking about it. God has allowed your situation to get so bad where you said, Lord, there's nothing I can do about it. I can't fix it.
Jesus.
Nobody can fix it. I don't have no help from the north, from the south, from the east, or from the west. I can only look unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of my faith. If I don't trust you, God, I'm going under. But God said, this thing is not unto death, but it's for the glory of God. Trust him. Watch what God is about to do. He's about to bring forth a miracle in your life. Glory to God. My God from heaven. Woo! The power of the Holy Ghost is here. Oh, shakarabo satarindibi. Malte rosakarabaha. So God will sometimes allow your situation to get so difficult, to get so bad, you would say unto God in privacy, God, just take me out of this earth. I don't want to live anymore. This thing is too bad. I can't take the pressure. I can't take the pain. I can't take the heartache. I can't take the rejection. I can't take the difficulty. Even on my job, all hell is coming against me. I don't know how to handle it. I don't know what to do. This thing is making me sick. But God is telling you that the sickness is not unto death, but it's for the glory of God. Give him the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My God from heaven. So God will allow the situation to become difficult. But God had a plan in mind already. He has a plan, and that plan is that you shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. Now, you say, well, some people have died. Well, they're alive. They only pass from life to life. They didn't lose anything. They didn't lose a battle. They didn't lose nothing. They've gained eternal life. My God, I'm telling you, it's better in heaven than it is here on earth, because heaven is greater than the earth. Heaven is above the earth, and heaven and earth is beneath heaven. So glory to God. We look up for the hope to come, which is Jesus Christ, and to dwell with him where? In all eternity, in heaven. Glory to God. So when you leave this earth and you're in Christ, I heard the word of God say, absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. That's where they are. They're present with Jesus, and they're dwelling with him in his holy kingdom, where there's no more weeping there. There's no more toil there. There's no more trouble there. There's no more crying there. There's no more pain there. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We give you the glory, Lord. So now we see Jesus and his plan, saying that your circumstance, glory to God, is not unto death. Because God, as we just read in Revelation 1 and 8, he is the God of the living. He is not the God of the dead. If a thing dies, if he allows it to die, if he allows your finances to die, if he allows your circumstance to die, he will cause it to live again, whether it's on this side or that side. But concerning material things, if you lost some things, God is the God of restoration, and he will cause those things to live again, because he's glorified in the resurrection. You don't hear me? I'm going to read it again. He said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified thereby. When you're going through trouble and having difficulty, and you don't know what to do, and the circumstances beyond your control, God is going to get the glory out of that situation. And we're going to find out why in a second. So in verse 5, he says, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, and Jesus loves you too. Glory to God. That's why he came to die for you on the cross, because he loves you. Give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 6, When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, talking about Lazarus, or even your situation, when your situation became sick, it became so bad, it became so difficult, it became so bothersome, it became so worrisome, Lord, what am I going to do? How do I get in two locations? I need to be here and there at the same time. God, how do I do it? Only you can fix it. And God says he's going to get glory out of this thing. Glory to God. So he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. God heard about his friend's condition. He heard that he was sick. He heard, glory to God, that he needed to be healed. He heard from his best friends, some of his best friends, Mary and Martha, whom he hung out with. And the word came to him that, glory to God, this is the condition of your friend Lazarus. God has heard about your condition because you prayed to him. You've interceded for yourself. You've had other people to pray with you. You've had other people to agree with you in prayer and ask God what to do. You fasted and you prayed and you've anointed yourself and you've done everything that you know how to do. And God still haven't shown up. He heard about your situation and he made a decision. He said, I heard that your situation was bad, and I heard that you needed help, but I'm not coming right now. Glory to God. And sometimes we say, Lord, where are you? I know you're the God of the living, and you're not the God of the dead. Where are you, Lord? I need your help. I need you to come through for me. You are never present help in a time of trouble. So we begin to ask God, Lord, where are you? You haven't come yet. But God said he waited in the same place where he was. He did not come forth yet. He did not come to resolve the issue yet. Because there were some things that God needed to be in place. God needed some things to be in place first because God needed some more witnesses to your situation before he performed the miracle. When God gets glory out of a situation, he wants to get complete glory even from the unbeliever. In other words, the unbeliever will even say, I know this is God. I know that only God can help you. I know that only God could resolve your situation. I know that only God could resolve your problem for you. So that's exactly what God did. He let Jesus tarry in the same place. And he left him there for 2 more days. Glory to God. When your mortgage is due, when your rent is due, when your PG&E is due, or your rent on your property or your business is due, and you say, God, I don't have the money. And you're struggling, and you can't get the money anywhere, and God doesn't show up, and he's late to you, but he's on time for the circumstance and the situation. God will cause people who are around to hear about what he's done and give God glory. Not you, but to give God glory. Let's jump down to verse 25. I want to show you something. John 11 and 25. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. It says here, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And verse 26, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. And then he asked the ultimate question, do you believe? The difference between a believer and a non-believer is simply this. The believer has life in them. The unbeliever does not have life in them. I don't care how much they say, I believe in Jesus. I don't care how much they say, I know Jesus. I don't care how much they say, I'm a Christian. The true believer has life in them. The unbeliever does not have life in them. Glory to God. Father, I thank you. I thank you for this word. Let's go over to Luke 24. And going to verse 1 through 9. Luke 24. My God from heaven. Jesus, I love you.
Help us.
But
Glory to God. Luke 24. Verses 1 through 9. My God. There are times, saints of God, that there are people who are around us who need to see the hand of God move supernaturally in our life, or else they will not believe God. Let me say that one more time. There are people who are around us who need to see the supernatural hand of God move in our life, or else they will not believe God.
Right.
Some people believe God from a literary disposition. In other words, there are people who believe what the Bible says, but they don't live what the Bible does. Therefore, they cannot experience the miracle-working power of God, because in order to truly believe God, there has to be an exercise of faith. And faith requires an action. Glory to God. Faith requires an action. And by that action, God will respond. Mary and Martha went to get Lazarus, but he waited there. But even though he waited there, there was an action on their part to petition God and to request of Jesus that he would come to Lazarus because he was sick. But God had a plan, and his plan could not be hindered. His plan could not be stifled. His plan could not be altered. The plan was to bring forth a greater miracle even than what they were asking for. Glory to God. They were asking simply Jesus just heal him from his sick bed. God was saying, I'm going to trump that, and I'm going to resurrect him or heal him from the grave and cause him to live again to prove one thing, that I am the resurrection and the life. Glory to God. That's why he said, he that believeth in me shall never die but live. Glory to God. Prerequisite to live is that you have to believe. My God from heaven. Glory to God. Thanks to God, there are people who don't believe God. I'm telling you, they say they do, but when you watch their life, you clearly know that they don't believe God. I mean, they can make it look good on Sunday. You know, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. They can quote scripture and all that stuff. But when you watch their life, just watch their life for a week, you'll see, that ain't the life of a believer. That's not the life of a believer, see? You got to look at people's lives, and that's what God looks at. He looks at the heart, and he looks at their walk. Their walk means their lifestyle. And you measure that according to the Word of God. And that's how you determine if a person really believes God, because he just won't be a hearer of the Word. He'll be a doer also, lest he deceives his own self. My God from glory. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you. I feel you. Okay, Luke 24. We're going to go to verse 1 through 9, and this is what it says here. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. These are spices that they prepare as tradition in the Jewish culture to anoint the body with various spices, glory to God, after the Passover, glory to God. The Passover was that Saturday, and then they went to visit the tomb early Sunday morning, glory to God. Because the Sabbath day is always on a Saturday in the Jewish culture. The Sabbath day. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And so as we continue to read in verse 2, and they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? Saints of God, God is saying something very powerful to us. In order to get answers, in order to find out where Jesus is in our life and where he's leading us to, we cannot go to dead places. We cannot go around people
who are dead. We cannot go around people that do not have a revelation from God and discuss what we're going through with them, because the only thing they're going to do is feed you doubt and unbelief because they themselves are dead. You can't even discuss it with a person who claims to be a Christian and are not anointed and is not living a holy life, because the devil is going to speak through that person and discourage you and get you on the wrong path and cause you to doubt what God is saying to you. That's why you got to have the Holy Ghost, to know the spirit of the person, to see whether they are in Christ or not. You can't discuss what you're dealing with spiritually with anyone. You have to deal with somebody who's spiritually mature or they're anointed. If they're anointed by God, God can speak through that vessel and give you a clear word of instruction or a confirmation so that you will know you're on the right path. But as soon as you start discussing that thing with somebody who's dead, they're going to speak death. They're going to speak death over your life, because they're dead, and what's in them is dead. Glory to God. You would be shocked. That's what they're going to do, because that's what's dwelling in them. Death is dwelling in them. Start listening to what people say to you. Start paying attention to their words that they speak to you. Just listen. Listen to what they're saying. They're speaking death. They're saying, no, I don't think you should do that. Death. Well, no, why don't you try this? Death! If they're not telling you to go after God and do whatever it is God is telling you to do, they're speaking death and not life. These are death dwellers. These are people that dwell in darkness.
Ooh, that's heavy. Say that again.
Death dwellers.
Death dwellers.
They dwell around graveyards. That's why the angel of the Lord told them, why are you looking for Jesus here where the dead people are? There ain't nobody alive in this place. If you want to find Jesus, he's not dwelling among the dead. If you want to find the Savior of your soul, he's not dwelling among dead folks. If you want to find the one that can give you your exit out of your problem, you can't go around dead churches and dead folks. You will get a message, but it won't be a message of life. It won't have power in that message. It won't give you liberty, nor will it give you freedom. It will bring you into bondage. You'll walk out of that church and start scratching your head saying, God, I'm confused and I still don't know what to do, because that's the result of being around dead folk. That's how you know they don't have the spirit of the living God, because God speaks clearly. God speaks concisely. God speaks accurately. And what God says, it surely comes to pass. Don't hang around these death dwellers. Some of these folks just playing church. They're not serious about God. They go to church for 2 hours on Sunday and live like the devil on Monday through Saturday. Not praying, not fasting, watching so much ungodly TV that their spirit is dead and they don't even know it. Thinking that they're serving God, but they're full of dead men's bones. Talking about they save. Don't know the first thing about true salvation. Because if any man be in Christ, he must first, deny himself. You got to deny yourself of the things that you desire and pick up the desires of God. And then we know that life is dwelling in you. How? Because you've walked away from the death of your flesh. My God from heaven. So I want to share this with you, because I know a few pastors, and one in particular that I know, and I know this one, that he had a church, God shut it down, and he's getting ready to open up another one, or trying to open up another one, but he's teaching people on Wednesday nights. This guy got witchcraft all in him. I'm telling you. I shook his hand. And that spirit of witchcraft, it's a foul brown spirit. I could see it in the spirit. It's a brown spirit. It's a brown spirit. Any of you got this, the gift of seeing in the spirit? This spirit is a brown spirit. It's not white, and it's not gray. It's brown. It's a brown spirit. And it carries a heaviness in it, and it's straight witchcraft, and it's starting to interfere. It's starting to come into certain churches. And the pastors who don't have the anointing to see, they don't see that these devils is coming in to kill the anointing. Because the first design thing that the devil wants to do is to pollute the anointing. See, he don't want the anointing to be pure, because if the anointing is pure, it's going to set the captive free. But if it's polluted, now you say, well, why don't these people get saved? Because that's not their assignment. They're sent by the devil. God didn't send them. The devil sent these people. And see, that's why you got to be able to discern them that are of God and them that are not. See, these people, this guy, he think he's a pastor, and I don't know where he got this mess from. He went to a seminary school. And see, it's a lot of people that go to the seminary school, and they get these degrees, and just because they got these degrees, they start waving these degrees in the face of churches. And they know that some churches are looking for pastors, and so they just wave the degree. Uh-huh. And they say, well, I got a doctorate degree, or I got a master's degree, but they don't have the anointing. And so these churches hire them to be the pastor of the church, and that's not the way it's supposed to go anyway, but that's what they do. They say, well, we like him, so yeah, he nice to us. Oh, yeah, he like our food, so we gonna choose him to be the pastor. That's their prerequisite. He like our food, and they probably putting stuff in the food. You don't hear me. Mm-hmm. They're probably putting stuff in the food, witchcraft stuff in the food, certain spices and seasonings. They're putting that stuff in the food, and they're praying demonic prayers over the food that when he eat it, let him come under our spell. Yeah, that's the witchcraft. That's what they're doing. This is the mess they're doing. That's why you don't eat everybody's food. Don't even eat it. You could pray over it, and it's still got that mess in it. I'm telling you. I know the Bible says, well, you pray and you sanctify food, but God still give you wisdom. God give you wisdom that you don't continue. You don't touch nothing that's not sacred. If them people not saved, don't eat their food. You go to their house and they not saved, don't eat their food. You come up with something sick and you can't get rid of it and all kind of crazy dreams and you start getting troubled, leave that mess alone. I tasted a lady's food. She said she was a mother of the church. I'm just going to tell it like it is. I tasted this woman's food. She said she was a mother of the church. Straight. As soon as I tasted it, I spit it out. Witchcraft was in the food. Transfer a spirit from her hands to the food. What's in them is going to transfer into the food. If you anoint it, your food going to taste good. If you got demons in you, that's what it's going to taste like. Glory to God. But back to this guy who calls himself a pastor. He don't have the anointing. He prays in a fake tongue, tries to make people think he's praying in a real tongue, and it's not a real tongue.
Watch these tongues, fake ones. Lord, have mercy.
It's not a real tongue. It's a made-up tongue. It's a made-up tongue. It's a false tongue. I have even seen witches do this. They pray in a false tongue to make you think. Now, this is how the devil works. The devil will cause them to pray in a fake tongue, making you think they have the Holy Spirit so you can't detect them. But if you have the real Holy Ghost, you'll know that the tongue that they're speaking of is not edifying you. Because the Bible says that speaking in tongues edifies not only you, but the hearer. Uh-huh. It edifies not only you, but the hearer. Yeah, it says building themselves up. In the original language, it says building themselves up. That means the person that's praying and the hearer is being built up because it's spiritual. You're talking to God directly by the Holy Ghost. And so these people that pray in a false tongue, if you really have the Holy Spirit, it's going to grieve the Holy Ghost. And you're going to say something wrong with that. It's like food. Something don't taste right. It's something missing. There's an ingredient that's missing. So these are the dark dwellers. They dwell in darkness. They still have not given up their worldly music. They still want to listen to this love music. Uh-huh. Teddy Pendergrass and that kind of stuff. I don't even know who they are anymore. I done forgot that stuff. They still want to listen to that love music. Women, if you're lonely and you're listening to that love music, stop it. Listen to holy music only. Glory to God. These people that dwell in darkness, they also don't like to really spend a lot of time in the Word. They rather do other things. If they'll spend like maybe 15 minutes in the Word. That's enough. They don't want to overdo it. They don't give themselves fully to Christ. They just give him a little bit. That's enough for you. I gave you enough now. That's enough. Now let me do my thing. They're dark dwellers. They got darkness in them. So beware of dealing with these kind of people. They're not sanctified by God. They don't carry the anointing, and they don't carry the Holy Ghost. Let me show you what happens to these kind of people. I'm going to go to John 15, verses 4 through 6. I think that should take care of it. St. John 15, verse 4 through 6. We're talking about going after the living and not the dead. Let me show you what happens to the people who are dead dwellers. Okay? This is going to answer your question, what happens to them and who they really are. Watch this. St. John 15 and 4. He says, "Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me." What is he saying? He's saying abide. The word abide means to dwell or to live in me. He's saying live in me. Live in Christ. My God from heaven. The way you live in your home. Live in me. And then he says, I have to also live in you for it to be a true relationship. As you live in me, then I have to also live in you to the same degree that you live in me. And then it says, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. He's telling you that you are not to go out and in. You're supposed to remain in, because if you're not in, you cannot abide in him. Okay, he says, no more can ye except ye abide in me. In other words, you will not be able to produce life except you abide in him. If you can't produce life unless you abide in him, then you're producing death. My God from heaven. The prerequisite to producing life is to abide in the vine, and the vine to abide in you. Verse 5, watch this. I am the vine, talking about Jesus. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Brings forth much life, much evidence that they're saved. Brings forth souls into the kingdom, and they're truly converted. Not flakes. Not crazy folk, but folk that get truly converted. You got a lot of folk that come and say they've given their life to Jesus, and they never got converted, because you can see it by their lifestyle. A true conversion is that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Thank you, Jesus. And then it says here, I am the vine, ye are the branches, he that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. Glory to God. Nothing means nothing. And verse 6, if a man abide not in me. Now watch this. This is powerful. If a man abide not in me, if he doesn't dwell in Christ, if he doesn't dwell in the anointing, if he doesn't live by the Spirit, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. Withered means dead. He dies. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. God is making it very clear, a distinction of those that are in him and are alive, those that seek life, those that seek life, those that seek life dwell in him. Period. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Those that seek and pursue life, they do dwell in him. Some people say, well, you can't live like that. The devil is a lie. Ha! Kopo shatai. The devil is a lie. You can't abide in Christ, because if you don't, this is what happens. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and withereth. That means he dies. And men gather them and cast them into the fire. That's hell. And they are burned. Saints of God, God is saying, why seek ye the living among the dead? Get away from dead folk. Get away from folk that really don't. You know they playing games. They've been playing games a long time. I'm not saying not to have mercy on people, but I'm talking about folk that got a dead spirit and they still in the church and they've been playing games for a long time. You don't get dead overnight. You get dead over a process of time by not abiding in Christ. And when you're disconnected from the vine, you wither. When you're disconnected from the vine, you wither. How can you have a living branch on a dead tree? Can you have a living branch on a dead tree? Glory to God. May God be glorified in his word. May the people who have listened not only hear but receive that they need to seek the living and not the dead. Come from amongst the dead. Come from amongst those people that have a witchcraft spirit, that don't have the true spirit of God. Come from amongst them. Why? Because they'll hinder your walk with God. They'll hinder your life. Cut them off. Glory to God. And go after Christ and seek the living and not the dead. God be glorified. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
You can continue. You got any more? Woo, Jesus.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, I got a lot more. I got a lot more. Glory to God.
Yes, Poppy Michael, God gave you this word today. This is the
yes.
word. Go right
yes.
ahead.
Yes.
I need, ooh, Jesus.
Glory to
this
God. Glory
word.
To God. Glory ooh. To God. Here is the, my God, Father, I thank you in Jesus' name for even greater revelation, greater understanding, greater wisdom now in Jesus' name. Amen. The depths of this thing is like this. Now I'm going to take you into the depth of how this thing really is in the spirit. In the spirit realm, there's only light and darkness. Once you step out of the light, you have stepped in darkness. Once you have stepped out of life, because there's only life and death, once you have stepped out of life, you stepped into death. This is why God is commanding us to abide in him. Set up our life in him so that we will not only dwell in him but be hidden in him.
Mm.
Amen? Not only dwell in him but be hidden in him. When you are in a house, the people outside cannot see you because you're hidden by the shelter that you're in. God is saying, come into this shelter.
Come into the
dwell shelter. In me. Be hidden in me. Be protected in me. Everything you need is in me. Everything you need is in the house that I have built for you, because in this house is life.
Mm.
That's why Solomon said the power in the book of Psalms, Proverbs, the power of life and death is in the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. What is he talking about? You can actually speak life over your life, or you can speak death. The choice is still yours. The people who do not have the Spirit of Christ and who are the counterfeit and who are the imposters, the first thing they're going to do is be assigned to a person who carries the anointing. Why? Because they want to be around the anointing because they don't have it.
My God.
The reason they want to be around the anointing is because they don't have it. They don't want to be around the anointing so that they can receive the anointing, because they would then know that the anointing does not come from a human being. The anointing comes from submitting your life to Jesus Christ and abiding in him. And through that process of abiding in him, you're like a plant planted in good soil. You will bring forth fruit. You will manifest your leaves to be green. You will manifest nutrient life, which is the anointing. You will manifest life. But you've seen trees. Some leaves are green, and some are not. Those leaves have to be cut off, because if they are not cut off, they will hinder the growth of the entire tree. That's why Jesus said, I have to cut them off, because they will hinder your growth, and they will hinder the growth of the body of Christ. They have to be cut off. Don't counsel with those people. Don't tell them your problems. Don't talk to them about anything, because only death dwells in them. Don't even let them know any of your business. Let it be with them high and by. That's it. Because they do not dwell in the light. And in the light is the life of God alone. Because in him there's no darkness at all. So retreat quickly from any forms of darkness, any forms of death. Retreat from it. And you know when a person has death, they got heaviness on them. When they have that spirit of heaviness, that's the spirit of death dwelling in them. Because they have not chosen to abide in Christ. Because if anybody abides in Christ, what's on him is going to come on them. Whew. If anybody abides in Christ, what's on him will come on them. He said, I believe it's 1 Corinthians 6:17. If any man is joined to the Lord, he is one spirit. That means the same spirit that's on Jesus Christ is going to rub off on you as you abide in him. My God from heaven. That's why he asked the question, why are you seeking the living among dead folks? You know they dead. You've been hanging around them for so long. You've been saying, I got to get away from these people, but I don't know how. God is opening the door for you to get away from them.
Come on, you.
My God from heaven.
To remove ourselves.
Whew, glory to God. He's opening the door for you to get away from him. He's opening the door for you to get away from him. You've dwelt around these dead folk long enough. See, dead folk is in the graveyard. Dead folk is in the graveyard, and in the graveyard they're buried. And when you're buried, you cannot see any light. Jesus is the light of the world. Those that follow the light, they have eternal life. That's why you say, why are you around these dead people? They can do nothing for you except bring you down to where they are. As a matter of fact, it's an assignment of Satan to bring you into death like them. And let me tell you something about these dead folk. They are the best actors you've ever seen. They're better than Hollywood. They're better than Hollywood. They better than Hollywood. Oh, they better than the movies you see on TV. These folk is real life folk in your face telling you they love Jesus and they dead as hell inside. They even try to convince you that they're like you. And all along in your spirit there's a check and you say something wrong. Heaviness is on them. Darkness is on them. They don't have the light or the glory of God on them. You look at their face and you don't see it shine. You don't see the glory on them. They don't carry God's spirit. They're not a carrier of the anointing. They're a carrier of death. My God from heaven. But they'll lie to you to the end to make you think that they're really a Christian, and then they get you to talk about your problems and then give you false advice and lead you in the wrong path, and you'll say, why did I listen to them? Whew. Shut them out, shut them up, Don't have nothing to say to them. Let your words be few. Get away from them. And I'm asking God in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, in the name of Jesus, open doors for your people to get away from these people or sever the tie that has been developed by Satan and cut it off for the glory of God in the name of Jesus. This day.
My God, my God.
My God from heaven. There's some folk I got to pray for. So I thank you, Father, for your word. And, Father, let the people who have heard obey, that they will now seek the living and not the dead. Glory to God. Looking for Christ in a dead place. Looking for Jesus. And knowing goodness well them folk ain't going to change. They've been the same for years, and they still not going to change. I don't care how long you talk to them, how long you tell them what the words say. I don't care what you say to them. Them folks, it's not going to change. Why? Because death is in them. They're not going to change. Because if they would have changed, they would have changed by now.
My, my, my.
It's just like Stephen said. You always resist the Holy Ghost. Even your fathers, he was saying it was a generational thing. Said, from generation to generation, you have resisted the Holy Ghost. Some people just don't want to submit and abide in Christ. You see what he said? It's only two kind of people, those that abide in him and those that don't. That's it. That's all it is. The ones that abide in him have the same spirit. That's why they get along. You ain't got to argue with them folks. Why are you going to argue with the Spirit of Christ? He's right. My God from heaven. Them folks are not abiding in Christ. They dead. And they want death. Don't go to the graveyard. Don't visit them at the graveyard. Leave them alone. Just go to Jesus. You don't see Jesus visiting nobody at no graveyard. Why? Because he don't deal with the dead. He only deal with the living. He said, I'm not the God of the dead. I'm the God of the living. Glory to God. Are ye yet alive today? Are ye yet alive today? Glory to God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord Jesus.
Woo!
This was a word today. All I could say is let the church say amen. God gave you this word today. Ha-ha! Glory! We're going to open up the lines. Prophet Michael want to pray for some of you all. All of you.
There's some deliverance that's needed.
Get away from dead dwellers. Get away from dead people. He said God is a God of the living, not the dead. Those that die in Christ, they're not dead. They are asleep. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says the dead in Christ, they're going to rise first. Hallelujah. I'm going to my cousin all the way from Lansing, Michigan. Dee Dee, God bless you today. She's been on the line. One of the first ones called in. I said one of the first ones that dialed in, and she's not on this line every day, so I'm opening up the line to her today if she have any special prayer. God bless you, Dee Dee.
Yes, yes, Adrian, Sister Adrian. You know, everything he said today was so on point.
Mm-hmm.
And
Jesus.
I'm in a place in my life that I'm waiting on the Lord to give me more direction. You know, how you go higher height and deeper depth in him. And everything he was saying was totally just on point. And I just thank God for being faithful and just believing in God and just letting him guide me and guide me. When I got the text, I had no idea that, you know, I was going to be online today.
Thank you,
but,
Jesus.
When I got the text, I just, the Lord said, just, this is for you. And just call it. And I just thank God that I was obedient. Hallelujah.
And I just thank God for that.
Lord,
that's it. Sister Dee Dee?
Yes.
I sense by the Holy Ghost you've gone through many battles.
Yes.
You've gone through many trials. And in
yes.
the heat of the battle and in the heat of these trials, some of your faith got damaged a little bit.
Yes.
You thought God was going to do some things that were going to happen in a certain
yes.
period of time, and they didn't happen, and discouragement tried to come in, like, well, I guess it's not going to
yes.
happen.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
But God is saying he is the God of restoration, and he allowed the situation to get past what you thought was the expiration date. Like it did with Lazarus. And God said he hadn't forgotten about you. He has not forgotten about you, nor his promises to you. But he allowed the situation to get like it was with Lazarus. He didn't show up at the sick bed.
Oh, yes.
But he's going to bring a resurrection of that thing that he promised you. He's going to bring it to pass, even though it was delayed and it appeared to be just off the table for you. It was like, well, I guess this is not going to happen. But God says it's going to happen.
Oh, sure. Yes, Lord, I believe
it. And God is saying that he's going to bring it to pass.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And he's going to fulfill every request and every desire that he has promised you in your latter years, because your latter years shall be greater than your former, saith the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, for your power. Thank you.
Yes, he got it.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And God's going to restore the fire. The fire. The fire. He's going to restore the fire in your bosom like never before. Come on, Shindy. Glory. God from glory. Thank you, Jesus. I feel it. Thank you, Lord. God told you God was bringing deliverance today.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you. How can they thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yes. Oh. Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
My God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
You've been carrying that thing for a long time, but God said, I'm breaking every chain. Hey, glory to God in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. I'm going to tell you, every time I was, even through this, I always felt that God, it was going to come on his time. And I just felt that if I just keep trusting him, even though sometimes my faith had been torn a lot.
Yes, yes.
But I would always get myself together. He gives me strength, and he just lets me know that he do something in my life to know that he's still here.
Mm.
And so I trust him. Then I got past that, and I start the faith, and I start just saying, whatever come or may go, I'm going to trust the Lord. I didn't care. It may have been dark sometimes.
Yeah.
And when I was in that situation of darkness, I just cry out on. I told him, Lord, you know better than me, and I'm just going to trust you. You got to help me.
E-cover.
Just talk to him.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank the Lord.
Yes, thank you.
Love him. I do love the Lord.
You know, and I feel liberty in your spirit. even now. I feel a new liberty in your spirit.
Yes, Lord. I thank you.
I feel strength in your spirit in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
And now it's like the angels came to the prophet Elijah when he was under the tree and he was tired and he said, I can't go on no more. God has given you food to go ahead a little further until you make it to the place of the promise.
Yes,
my God.
Yes, Lord. You're
going to be all right now.
Yes.
God has restored the power in you. My God, from glory. The power is restored this day in Jesus' name. Glory to God.
Yes,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
and I pronounce liberty over your life. I pronounce freedom over your life. I pronounce that God has taken your feet out of the dark and the heavy place and put you in light places, in higher ground. Glory to God, where you can see spiritually now and where you can just soar to your destination for the glory of God. Thank you, Jesus. He set your feet in high places. Glory to God. I told you this was a deliverance day. This is the day of the anointing of deliverance. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God from glory. That's power there. That's power in Jesus' name. My God from glory.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
God bless you, woman of God. All is well.
All is well.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, amen. It's edifying. People don't understand that prophecy is edifying.
That's right.
You know it's the spirit, but when it comes forth, it's edifying. It gives you more strength. Let you know that God, he talks. He's talking to you.
That's it.
So I thank you so much.
God bless you, old woman of God.
Thank you. Thank you. And Adrian, God, and I'm praying that this go on because it's needed. It really
amen.
Is.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dee Dee. We appreciate
you. Have
you
my
all.
Support.
Call. Thank you. Thank you. We
and
appreciate it.
And I'm praying to God really, really, really bless this.
All right.
Souls are out there and they need it. Thank you so much. And God bless you guys.
God bless you. We love you.
Okay.
Amen.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Amen. Amen. We're going to Sister Patrice. God bless you. Sister Patrice.
God bless you. God bless you. If I may say this right now, it with all due respect, when Mother Harrison was on and she was, you know, she gave that great word, awesome word, I didn't acknowledge her as my mother in Christ. She is my mother in Christ, and she is an awesome, awesome woman of God.
Amen.
He uses her mightily. She
yes.
is a woman that lives and believes in holiness.
Amen.
And I just had to say that because it was like it was a spirit that was keeping my mouth shut. I couldn't even speak when she came on the line. So if I may say, and I just thank you all for that. And oh, God. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Karaba, so
I just thank the Lord. I thank the Lord.
Shabbat.
I thank the Lord.
Sister
I thank
Patrice.
The Lord for the broadcast. Ah, God, I love you today.
Sister Patrice?
Yes.
Sister Patrice, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm asking the Lord to drop a deep anointing of peace on you. That's what I'm asking God for. I feel your nerves, you know, some things have happened and your nerves have gotten rattled a little bit.
Yes.
But I'm asking God to drop a deep peace on you and that
you
just walk in that peace.
Yes,
that you just walk in that peace knowing that God is in control and knowing that he going to fix it.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Derabosha. Father, I thank you that your peace that surpasses all understanding will descend even to the nerve cavities of this woman's body, even to the central nervous system, that the peace of God would penetrate deep into her central nervous system even now. And I release it in the name of Jesus, that she would have a clear understanding of your peace and your confidence that you have already done it, and all she has to do is walk it out.
Thank you,
because it's already done.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
The peace. The peace of God.
Jesus. Thank
peace.
You.
Be still. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Peace be still.
Jesus.
And I bind worry.
Jesus.
And I bind you getting frustrated. I bind it in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
I command it to cease and desist from your life. This day, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. And I speak the confidence of God over your life.
Thank
in
you,
the
Lord.
Authority of the name of Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless.
How you feel, Sister Patrice?
Oh, I just feel really, I feel calm. Hallelujah.
Well, that's what we talked about.
Hallelujah.
God,
thank you, Jesus.
The Holy Ghost told me this is deliverance on this line today. Deliverance shall come forth.
Glory, hallelujah.
God is not playing.
God bless your name, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
And when you wake up in the morning and every morning, just say, Lord, I thank you for your peace.
Thank you for your
peace. Thank you for your peace.
Hallelujah.
God bless.
Thank you. My God from heaven.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. We're going to go to Sister Kim. We still got quite a few more on the line.
Okay.
Sister Kim.
Thank you for being patient.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless each and everyone on the line. I just thank God for being able to listen in today. So God bless you all.
Sister Kim.
Amen.
Sister
yes,
Kim.
Yes, sir.
What are you asking God to do? I sent some things. And there's some trouble in your spirit. There's some trouble in your spirit. You're troubled about something.
I just asked him that he would do his will in my life and not mine.
Excuse me?
I want him to do his will in my life. And I've been having a little trouble on my job other than
yeah.
this.
Yeah,
every day I got to come in and deal with people and, you know, a lot of foolishness, and I just try to stay positive, just try to stay away from them, but it's hard because I'm here 12 hours with them every day.
Okay, this is what I want you to do.
Why I don't want to come to work.
This is what I want you to do. I felt that's the devil. That's the devil. That's the devil. God did let me know you're troubled in your spirit about something, and I picked it up, and it's a heaviness that came from Satan. Barakoshai. I bind that devil in Jesus' name. Now, here, this is what I got to do first. Sister Kim, I want you to repeat this after me. Say, I repent for not handling it the right way.
The right way.
Jesus, you said, give it to you.
Jesus, you said, give it to you.
And you will take care of it.
And you will take care of it.
Oh,
Jesus,
Lord.
I give it to you right now.
Jesus, I give it to you right now.
And I don't have to deal with it.
And I don't have to deal with it.
You said you'd fight my battles for me.
You said you would fight my battles for me.
If I hold my peace.
If I hold my peace.
God finna turn it around in 3 days. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Shut up.
Oh,
thank you,
Lord. Thank you. Woo! Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus,
I forgive them.
I forgive them
for everything they've done.
For everything that they've done.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
He tried to get you to fight that thing in your own strength, and you was losing the battle because you was dealing with dead folk. You can't deal with dead folk. You got to go to him that's living, because the dead is going to try to draw you into death. That was the trick. My God from heaven. But now you've given it to he that lives forevermore. He's getting ready to handle it, hold your peace, and watch what God is getting ready to do in 3 days. Glory to God.
Amen.
Then what else did he tell Joshua? He said, as was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. Seek Monday, Ayah.
Woo!
Glory! Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Keep going forward. Keep going forward. God is saying he is with thee. He is with thee.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Father, we thank you that the battle has been very wearisome. But nevertheless, even in our most difficult moments, when we don't understand, you tell us to fear not and to be of good courage and to keep moving forward, because what I have for you is ahead of you. There's nothing behind you. Keep moving forward. Yes, it's been difficult. Yes, it's been hard. But lean not to your own understanding. Trust in the Lord. Just keep taking one step in front of the other and move forward, because the Lord thy God, he is with thee, and he will not leave thee nor forsake thee.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Shabbat. I hear the Lord saying something else. He's saying, I will strengthen you. I will strengthen you. I will strengthen you. Even now, Father, by thy authority, I speak strength into your life. In the name of Jesus, I speak strength into your life. To keep moving forward. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Say, I receive it. Say, I receive it.
I receive it.
In Jesus' name. That's it.
In Jesus' name.
It's done. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much.
Glory to God. Glory to God. He hasn't forgotten you. He's with you. He is with you. Never forget, he is with you. He's carrying you, actually. Just keep moving forward. Glory to God. The power of God. Deliverance is in the house. Deliverance is in the house. Deliverance is here. My God from heaven, Lord, thank you. Father, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your word, Father. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word, Lord. Jesus.
Ah, glory.
Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for your word, Lord.
Thank you
for your healing, God.
God bless you today, God.
Thank
you, Lord. Touch, God. In the name of
Jesus. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Bless your name, God.
Once again, that's why God took me over to John 11, because there are cases. There are cases that were going to come on the line that he did not show up at the sick bed. And
all
no,
right.
Cammy, he did not show up at your sick bed. But he is the God of the resurrection, and he said this thing was done that the Son of God might be glorified. This thing was done that God would get the glory out of it. Did he show up at the sick bed? In other words, did he show up when you wanted him to? No. Is he going to show up? Yes.
Mm.
The Bible said when they came and got the message to Jesus that Lazarus was sick, the Bible said he abode there 2 days still. He didn't move. He didn't move.
Hallelujah.
But he said, this is for the glory of God, that the Son of Man might be glorified.
Thank you, Lord.
So just because he didn't show up at the sick bed, and you're just like Martha, why didn't you come through for us? If you would have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. And that's how we feel sometimes.
Hallelujah.
But God said he's going to get the glory out of this situation.
All right.
He's going to be glorified.
We bless you.
It was a greater miracle to raise him from the dead than to raise him from the sick bed. And peradventure, God is going to give you a greater miracle than what you asked for.
All right. Hey, I don't
want to try
you. Hallelujah.
Thank you. My God, from
glory to God. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Hirabashande.
Hallelujah.
Oh, oh. Defense contracts. My God.
Amen. Amen. Fresh contracts. You heard that one. Thank
no,
you,
defense. Defense contracts.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
All right. All right.
That's heavy weight right there. That's heavy weight right there. That's heavy weight right there. Heavy. Ooh, my God, that's heavy weight.
Defense contracts.
Defense contracts.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is going to get greater glory. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen, amen. Thank you. We're going to Minister Aaron and then Liberal Democrat and then Evangelist. Amen. Minister Aaron.
Praise
God bless
you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him. Praise him.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Man, oh, that's a powerful message. You're right. The preacher preached at our church yesterday dead. Being dead, don't have the anointing behind it, but that was a powerful anointing message, man, and I couldn't even get on the line. The devil wouldn't let me get on this line. I was trying my hardest to get on in when it was at 4. Couldn't get on it because I had a testimony. I could say this, you are a true prophet. I know that. You is a true man of God. You told me something last week. I didn't even tell you age when I had to get on this line. And saying the enemy wouldn't let me get on. That's why I was taking too long to get on. But I couldn't get on for nothing. I couldn't believe it. I said, Lord, help me. My mind almost went there. I almost got upset. I had to catch myself. I said, no, the devil is a liar. I had to rebuke him. But the Lord, I said, I start dogging him out. I said, you're a lying wonder. The truth ain't in you. No weapon formed against me going to prosper. You told me. I had an incident happen a week ago, I was talking to Prophet David about my situation. And he told me, he said, don't worry about it. God's going to bring that thing to pass, just like that. And I went to my bank, and I didn't even know. And I had a credit card was messed up a little bit, a situation I had that went through. And it wasn't that good. I mean, my credit wasn't bad. It was just something I was helping somebody, and they tried to take advantage of me. And I went to my bank last week to talk to my people. The people from the bank, and they told me it's going to take 30 days for them to put your money back in the account. And I said, oh, my God. I said, Lord, but let your will be done. If it's your will, it'll happen. And then I talked to Prophet right here, and he told me, don't worry about that thing going to be in there sooner than what you think it's going to be in there. He said, it's going to be in there. Just like that. And I didn't believe. I mean, you believe and you don't believe. You just have faith. But it happened. I walked in, that lady gave me, this was Thursday. My debit card came in Saturday. Yeah. I went today, wasn't even thinking. Adrian, Evangelist Adrian and the Prophet, I didn't even want thinking. I went up in there today, not too long, about a good 11:30. Went up in there and talked to the lady. I said, I got my card up in there, gave it to her, and she was activated to get on. She said, let me see what's going on. Let me check this. She said, you know they got your money back in here. I said, what?
I start shouting up. I said, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I start praising him. I started praising God in my feet. I said the prophet said he was going
to
come to pass.
Thank you.
I said, I know one thing. He's not a lying prophet. I said, there's a lot of them that tell me that. A lot of ones I done talked, ain't nothing came to pass. Nothing came to pass down the years. Nothing came to pass.
Thank you, Jesus.
And God, when he said that, and I got it, I said, oh, my God. And then God put me on the strong faith with it. Said,
wow.
Things I said was going to come to pass in your life in Hebrews chapter 11. He
Lord.
Told me without faith it's impossible to please me. Said, it's going to come to pass.
Thank you,
He
Father.
Said, things that you said that you spoke, and what you were speaking today, prophet, about some things you got to speak over your life.
Yes,
you
yes.
got to believe it. You got to prophesy and say you're going to be this. You got to prophesy. If I say I'm going to be a multi-time billionaire, I believe it in faith. Now it really got me on a whole different level today. It got
Thank
me
you.
On a whole, not because the prophet has spoken. Jesus is speaking it to me, too. Today said, I've told you what
amen,
I was going to do for
amen.
You.
Well,
sometimes we forget
bless,
what God said he got us.
Bless the Lord for that
and
praise
you.
Report.
I thank
My.
You.
God
yes.
from heaven.
And this week, God going to open some doors for some people right now. God
right.
going to open
Thank
some doors. That's all I can say.
Amen.
Wow.
I receive
glory
it.
Glory to God. Glory to
Thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Hey, glory.
Give him the glory right now in your situation
glory.
Right now.
Glory
give him the glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the turnaround and open doors.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, we bless the Lord.
That's
Amen.
All I can say.
Hallelujah.
A few more callers on here, Aaron. Let me try to get to the others. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Aaron. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Believe the prophet
Hallelujah.
And so
Hallelujah.
Shall ye prosper.
Jesus.
And so
all
right. Right forward. Thank you, Minister Aaron. We appreciate that praise report. Amen. Liberal Democrat, God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That was a powerful word, man of God. Hallelujah.
Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen. Amen. I received that about looking for dead, living stuff with the dead folk because there was a lie that I used to believe that, you know, these people out in the world treat me better than church folk. And I believed that lie for a long time when I got mad at the church. And that, and hearing this message, amen, confirms, amen, that, you know, I had to learn that was a lie, that those folk that was acting wrong wasn't really church folks. Amen. Amen to God. So that the world can never treat you better than the church, than people that's really saved and sanctified. Amen. So I just want to say I received that. And my prayer request, amen. To God, you know, I've been shaking off them soul ties, amen, you know, from that lie, amen, that the world treats you better than the church, you know, so hearing this message is just confirmation that, amen, to God, the world cannot treat you better than real church sanctified folks, so I've been shaking off them soul ties, so I just say amen to God, just pray amen to God that I continue to get rid of all this residue, amen, from that old thinking that, you know, these people out there we call friends and some of our family, they treat us better than church folks, and they put that stuff in your head. You know, when stuff going wrong or whatever, and you hold on to it. So, amen, just pray, amen to God, that I continue, amen to God, to hold on to what you preached today about that, amen to God, that you know, that these people out in the world cannot do better than the church folks. Amen.
Well,
I can shake off that residue. Hallelujah. Thank you.
We're going to give it to Jesus right now. We're not going to wait.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to ask that every soul tie be severed.
Yes, sir. Yes,
now,
sir. Hallelujah.
In the
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Just repeat this after me. Say, Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus. Hallelujah.
I repent.
I repent, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you.
For holding on to things.
That's right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I didn't hear that other part. My phone went out.
Oh, for holding on to things.
For holding on to things. Hallelujah.
That you did not give me.
That you did not give me. Hallelujah.
I bury them now.
I bury them now. Hallelujah.
With the dead.
With the dead. Hallelujah. 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 That's right, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name.
And I stretch forth my hand.
Hallelujah. I stretch forth my hand. Hallelujah.
To
thank
take
you.
Hold.
Hallelujah. And I take hold, God. Huh?
Of the living.
Of living, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And I
hallelujah.
Shall never let go.
And I shall never, hallelujah, I will never let go, God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I am released.
Lord, yes, God, I'm released, Lord, I'm released.
From all
hallelujah.
Residue.
From all residue, God, hallelujah.
Of the
thank
dead.
Of the dead, God, hallelujah. Thank you,
and
Jesus.
And I receive.
Yes, God, I receive, God, hallelujah, Lord.
My inheritance.
My inheritance, God, hallelujah.
Of the
thank
living.
You, of the living God, huh?
In
thank
Jesus'
God.
Name.
In Jesus' name, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I receive that man of God. I receive, I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Oh, glory. I receive it, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Huh? Glory. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right, Holy Ghost. Yes, God. Yes, God. I receive it, God.
Glory,
I receive
glory,
it. I receive
glory.
It. I receive it. Ah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Jesus. That's right, that's right. Thank you, Jesus. That's right, that's right. I receive it, God.
God, I feel.
Bless your name, God. Bless your name.
Man, I feel that stuff coming off you, brother.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
All them ties.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In the name
yes, sir.
Of Jesus.
Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God.
Thank
glory.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I receive it, God.
In the name of the Lord,
receive
thy God, and whose I am and whom I serve.
Yeah, God. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
My God, some glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you,
God. My God.
Hallelujah.
God,
thank you,
God.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your deliverance,
you,
Father.
Thank you
for your anointing. Thank
yeah,
you for
God.
Your power to
that's
destroy
right,
every yoke
right, right,
in
huh?
the name of Jesus.
Yeah,
to remove
God.
Every
hallelujah.
Burden, to destroy
thank
every
you.
Weight
that
so easily beset us.
Hallelujah.
My God, for glory.
Hallelujah.
I declare release over his life
yes,
in the
yeah,
name
God.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's power
thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Power
bless your
in
name.
The
bless
name
your
of
name,
Jesus.
God. That's right. That's right, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we receive it. We receive it even now, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. Yeah, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father,
thank
for doing
you,
it.
Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
My God, from heaven. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, huh? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I thank God doing something
thank
that, brother.
You, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
oh,
thank
my
Jesus.
Soul say, yeah, God.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
thank
Lord. Yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Mm. I hear a scripture for you, my brother. Can you hear me?
This. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
It's in Isaiah. I don't know exactly where it's at right now. I think it's Isaiah 43:18, maybe 19. It says, remember ye not the former things.
Hallelujah.
Neither consider the things of old.
Thank you, Jesus.
Behold, I will do a new thing.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And
hallelujah.
Now... it shall spring forth.
Thank you.
Shall ye not know it?
Hallelujah, Lord. I receive it, Holy Ghost. I receive it. I receive it. Ah, I receive it, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's Isaiah 43:18-19. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold,
yes,
I will do a new thing now. It shall spring forth. And then it says, shall ye not know it?
Yes, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you.
I declare the new thing in your life to spring forth out of you.
Hallelujah.
Like a volcano erupting out of your belly.
Yes.
Coming forth. The fire of God. The literally fire of God. That will burn up anything that's not like God.
Yes.
And it will cause your words to be as fire unto the people. To draw them to Christ in Jesus' name.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Give you the glory. My God.
And amen. We're going on. We have about three more callers. Amen. We're going to Lansing, Michigan. Sister Marcia Billings, a dear friend of mine. God bless you. So good to see you with us today, Sister Marcia. Amen. Prophet Davis, this is one of my girlfriends. Did you have any special prayer requests, Sister Marcia?
No, just keep unspoken requests. Just and remember the Ingrid Stem family. Just in Jesus' name.
Ingrid family? Did you say Ingrid?
The young lady that passed. She said,
Then
she has an unspoken request.
Okay. And did you need a healing, dear lady, in your body?
Yes, I do.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray for that. The Holy Ghost is the revealer of all things, and I yield to him now because he is God and God alone, and you are his child, and yea, you are his people. So therefore, I quote unto you that he said, I will put none of the diseases upon you. I will put nothing upon you that I put upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord your God that healeth you. In Psalms 107:20, he said he sent his word to heal them and to deliver them from their destruction. And Father, we thank you for your healing anointing being released even now because of thy word, and yes, even because of thy covenant. And yes, because even the stripes that you have taken on your back. For in Isaiah 53:5, you said, you were wounded for our transgressions, you were bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes she is healed.
Thank you, Lord.
God.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
Thank
glory
you.
God.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
Thank
hey,
God.
Glory.
God. Shedaba. Shedaba.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
Thank
glory
you
to God. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
God,
you.
God, I felt power released.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Woo! Glory. Mala Torimanda. Mika Rasa. Woo, Shetaraki.
Hallelujah.
Oh! Glory.
Hallelujah.
God, Tabo Shai.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your power. Thank you for your healing virtue. Oh, for the power of the Lord is present to heal.
Yeah.
Even now, the power of the Lord is present to heal.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for your healing virtue, Lord. Thank you for your healing virtue. Well, whatever it is healed now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Whatever, God didn't reveal to me the thing, but he revealed the case. And the case is not closed. The case is closed. Ha! Soto Boshata.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
My God from heaven.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
He is the healer. My God.
Yes, he is.
The great physician. Who know what we have need of even before we ask.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God, my God. You didn't tell me nothing. God told me now. That's how you know it's done.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, I give you glory.
See,
that your confidence would not stand in men, but in the power of God.
Yes.
That's the word right there.
Yes. Somebody back there said they felt it too.
Yes, Sister Ruby.
Oh, that's a witness over there.
Hallelujah.
She said she felt the power hit over there. It hit in California, and at the same time, it hit in Lansing, Michigan.
Ah, yeah. No, 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 CA.
Glory.
Nobody but
Jesus.
Thank you.
Lord, fill that house with your glory. Fill that home in Lansing, Michigan with your presence. Fill that home with your power. Lord, when she wakes up in the morning, let her wake up to your presence and your spirit. For the rest of her life, let her wake up with a peace, Lord, that surpasses all understanding, that will keep her heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Knowing that you have everything already covered.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you. We thank you for the release of that anointing in that home this day in Jesus' name.
Yes.
My God. The elders and angels bow.
Thank you,
Jesus. The redeemed worship you now. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. The elders and angels bow. The redeemed, they worship you now. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I feel that anointing. I feel that anointing. I feel that. It comes through worship, you know. It comes through mighty worship. Glory to God. Holy, holy.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Are you, Lord? You are holy. 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 You are holy, Lord. You are holy. You are holy, Lord. You are holy. My God from heaven.
Thank you, Sister Marcia. God bless you. Amen. We're going to go to area code 985. I'm not familiar with your number. The last four of your numbers, 3440. You've been on a while. God bless you today.
Good evening. My name is Jeanette.
Jeanette?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you related to Sister Kim?
No, ma'am.
Hey, God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I was calling for a prayer for my marriage.
Yes.
And to have a child. A couple of years ago, about 10 years ago, 19 years ago, I had a tubal ligation done, and I thought I didn't want any more children, and after I got married about 7 years ago, now I just got another child.
Oh, you just had another child?
No, my last child was 9 years ago,
uh-huh.
And after I had her, I had a tubal ligation done.
Okay.
And I got married about a year or so after I had her, not to her father, but to another guy.
Uh-huh.
And we desired to have a child, so I had a tubal ligation done, which tied my tube.
I understand. Are you in a church right now?
Not right now. We just visit, but we don't have a church home.
This is what I want you to do first, because I have to do this in order, and I feel this is the Holy Spirit leading me to go this way. God wants you under authority first. Okay?
Okay.
He doesn't have a problem granting your request. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that God wants you under authority. He wants you and your husband submitted to leadership. Amen?
Amen.
This is what I want you to do. I want you to pray with your husband about a church, and you guys decide upon a church. You've been visiting long enough. Now it's time to plant yourself in a ministry and start serving as ushers or whatever it is God leads you to do. But I want you to come under leadership, and I want you to submit yourself to a pastor. And because there's a reason that God wants to do it this way. I don't question how God does it. I just follow his instructions, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
It's not a problem for God to give you a child. I don't want you for 1 minute to think that it's a problem for God or it's a difficulty for God. I don't want you to think that at all. But God is doing something else first, and then he's going to move on your request. So if you will, and if you're willing to go to your husband and talk to him and find a church and submit to that leadership and begin to serve in that ministry in some capacity, whether it's the choir or as an usher, and then as you submit to that ministry, God is going to grant your request.
Yes, sir.
But there's an order that God wants first, and there's a reason for it.
Okay.
Because, and this is what I really believe, in the book of 1 Samuel, when Hannah prayed for a child, she went to the temple. And when she went to the temple, which is a type and shadow of the church, when she went to the church, she yielded herself before the priest, who is a type of pastor, because God does work in authority. Amen? God works in authority. And as she prayed, because he held the office of a priest, he responded after he'd said some other things, but he finally responded and said, "May God grant you your request." You see?
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And that was the office of the individual who was set over that house. And God granted Hannah's request. And she had a child, a male, by the name of Samuel, which means I have gotten him from the Lord. And she made an agreement with God. And I want you to make the same agreement. When you have this child, that you will give him back to the Lord for the Lord to use him according to his will.
Yes, sir.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
I want you to write it down that you get under a pastor and you get under leadership, you begin to serve, because God wants everything done decent and in order. And God wants you under leadership first. There's a reason for it. I don't know if this child is going to be a prophet or a prophetess or I don't know, a pastor or an evangelist. I don't know. But God has a reason for doing things this way. So when you go and get under a ministry that you and your husband agree upon and you begin to serve in that ministry, God is going to respond to your request. Amen?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Glory to God. Let me pray for you. Have you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
Yes, sir.
Let me pray with you anyway. Repeat this prayer after me. Say, Father.
Father.
In heaven.
In heaven.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I give you my life.
I give you my life.
I believe.
I believe.
You're the Son of God.
You're the Son of God.
And you came to earth.
And you came to earth.
To die on the cross.
To die on the cross.
You were buried.
You were buried.
And on the third day.
And on the third day.
God raised Jesus.
God raised Jesus.
From the dead.
From the dead.
Jesus, I thank you.
Jesus, I thank you.
That you are my Lord and Savior.
That you are my Lord and Savior.
And I receive you now.
And I receive you now.
As my God.
As my God.
As my King.
As my King.
As my Savior.
As my Savior.
And my everything.
And my everything.
Heal my body.
Heal my body.
Make it whole.
Make it whole.
I dedicate.
I dedicate.
Everything to you.
Everything to you.
Because it's yours.
Because it's yours.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I know you feel the presence of God.
Yes.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, I feel the presence of God falling on you. I feel the Spirit of the Lord descending upon you now. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We have Evangelist Morris, Prophet Davis, and then Sister Ruby. And that's it, yeah.
Amen.
And Evangelist Morris, God bless you. Bless you. Thank you, Sister Jeanette, for tuning in. We appreciate
it. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
And all of those instructions. Evangelist Doris, God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, Prophet. I am so blessed. My customer here, Yolanda, she is so blessed. She was wondering if you have a church, and she wants to go to that church.
I want to go to Prophet David's church. God is just permit. Get moving, Prophet.
You guys.
Yeah.
So she's right here. Let me, maybe she has a request. Let me give the phone.
Yes.
I can hear you.
Definitely. Give her the phone.
Sent to you, and I just wanted to say that I really have received everything you said, and I do believe that you are a mighty powerful man of God.
Wow. Mm. You're truly a woman who can hear in the spirit.
Yes. Yes. I have felt really good and positive listening to you, and, you know, I'm a baby in Christ now myself. I've been reading the Bible for about a good 6 months now, and I just love the Word of God.
Wow. Wow. You know, that is one of the greatest things, to really be in love with God and with His Word and with His Holy Spirit. And I just encourage you to allow God to take you through a season of being really almost like alone with Him. Because He wants to establish something in your heart, and He doesn't want any interference in that. So allow God to take you through the season of being, like really close to Him, you know.
Okay.
And not really around a lot of people, because God wants to birth something in your spirit. And that can only come, this birthing, you know, intimacy, it can only come when you're alone and when you spend quality periods of time with Jesus and with Christ. So who are one, but it's essential that you do this because of what God wants to do in your spirit. There's something He wants to birth in you. I can't say what it is.
I've been dreaming about babies. Wow, that's heavy.
That's God, see?
Yeah, I've been dreaming about babies, but not about me having no babies, but like I'm supposed to birth something, but haven't really known what it was that I'm supposed
to
be doing.
This is what I'm telling you by the Holy Ghost. See, God is speaking clearly, because this is the hour that God wants to say these things to you, so you'll have understanding and clarity of the vision. So God wants to birth something in you spiritually, and it's going to require, I didn't want to say it this way, but being alone with Him. And when you're alone with Him, there are going to be things that He can teach you that no man can teach you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And that's why He has to get you alone and with Him for long periods of time. And there are times that He's going to just impress upon you, turn the phone off, turn the TV off, just the word, maybe some worship music and the Lord, you know. And there are going to be times when God has put it in your heart, just go drive up, you know, somewhere, go to a park or go somewhere, go away, just go where you can be alone and sit in the car and just let the Lord talk to you. And he's going to begin to reveal things to you, and he's going to begin to speak to you. He's going to begin to show you things because of what he wants to do in your life. It has to be done this way. It's a birthing, and when there's a birthing, when there's an impregnation, when there's a, there has to be intimacy, and intimacy is not public. Intimacy is private.
Oh.
Whew, glory to God. Oh. Whew. So he's calling you into the secret place, as it were, the secret place where you and he can be alone, and you can have your honeymoon time together, so you can talk about the things that are necessary concerning the marriage, glory to God, so you can talk about things concerning the kingdom, so he can reveal to you things that man cannot teach you. This is only going to come from heaven. This is going to come from God. This is going to come from the Holy Spirit himself, and God has chosen you for whatever reason for this particular process. Many are called, few are chosen.
Wow.
So this is what God is doing
today, and I'm glad she has you on the line, because you have just really given me some clarity on some things I've been feeling, but didn't quite understand what was going on.
Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, man, I'm feeling it. I feel it now.
I feel shivers in my body.
Ooh. Yes, this is a it's so serious with God. This is very serious with him. This is very serious because he's going to birth out something out of you. It's spiritual, and it's for the people, and it's going to be powerful. That's why God allowed me to operate in this anointing today, because he wanted you to hear the power. He wanted you to hear the accuracy of the prophet. He wanted you to hear the office of the prophetic, because that's what he's birthing in you.
Thank you, Jesus. I receive it too.
Yeah.
I'm going to get in that quiet place with God. Believe me.
Because the only person that can teach a prophet is God himself.
Wow. Amen.
Cannot be instructed by man.
No.
Can only be instructed by the Lord God Almighty. Glory to God. So that's what's happening. Whew, my God. I feel a release now that I've said it.
I feel a release. I feel clarity. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, you thank Jesus because it came from him, but please.
To you to speak to me. Exactly. I understand that.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. What church do you go to?
I'm going to be honest. I stopped going to church a while back because they took the word church out of the name, and I didn't understand that. So that made me start trying to get my own personal relationship with God, start reading the Bible, and I watched Charles Stanley on TBN, but I have been praying to God to give me a church to go back to worship, because a lot of these churches, I just felt like I was seeing demons in the church when I was in there on the pastor, and they kind of like freaked me out, you know, and I was like, God, what is going on? I'm not supposed to be here no more, you know, because it scared me. It roared up in the pastor, and then it came back down.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Was like,
God was showing you.
See that?
God was showing you in the spiritual realm what was in him.
Yes, and I didn't like it. So
no,
I haven't been back there. I've just reading the Bible, and I am praying on the church to go to, but, you know.
What city are you in?
I live in Vallejo, California.
Okay. I'm going to let God do that. I'm going to let God lead you to the church that he wants you to go to, because what you're going to have to find is a ministry that operates in the prophetic, and that's accurate.
Okay.
So you're going to have to find a church that has high praise and mm-hmm. that they operate in the prophetic. And the anointing is there. Okay?
Wow.
You're going to have to find a church that operates in the prophetic, that has high praise. In other words, the praise is high, not weak, not dull, not dry, but high praise, and they operate in the prophetic, because that's what's required in order to get into God's presence and then to function in the Spirit.
Amen.
Glory
well,
to God. Have you been to Ricky Nutt's church?
I used to go there. I was baptized through his church in 1996.
What about Rehoboth?
I've never been there.
Rehoboth?
I've heard of that church, but I've never been there.
Just go visit and observe.
I will. I
just
will.
Go visit. Just go visit and observe and let the Lord lead you.
Rehoboth. Okay.
Just
thank
visit.
Thank you for the word today.
Glory to God. Give God the glory. God bless you, sister.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Glory to God. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, Prophet. I just wanted to say yesterday I went to church, and the church is really high praise. I love it. I've always fall under the anointing. In fact, one Sunday I was flat on the floor on my face. But yesterday, I experienced some serious spiritual attack. It was not pleasant. I don't know what's going on, but I was sitting next to a lady with a young daughter, and there was so much space to her right, but she kept coming closer and choking me in my seat, and I started falling asleep in the church. And it's impossible. The place is active. The praise and worship is just amazing. You can feel the presence of God. But I was attacked yesterday, and I recognized it was an attack on me. So I just wanted to share that. But I recognized that I recognized her, and I looked at her, and she just looked at me. And I couldn't say anything, but I was falling asleep all through the service.
Wow. Yeah. Don't sit by that lady anymore.
Thank you.
Don't sit there.
I don't even know her. The church is big. It's a lot of people. But that was my experience yesterday. Thank you very much. And God bless
and if,
you.
If there's a if there has been an anointing on a consistent basis in that church, and you find that you're sitting next to someone that is dead, as we talked about in the service, and they don't carry the anointing, I have went to churches, visited. I have sat next to pastors, people who, you know, and I move. If I feel something, I move immediately. I'll go sit in the back. It doesn't matter to me. You know, most times I'll sit in the pulpit, and there are times when I have preached at churches, and I have told, I said, clear out the pulpit. You know, I didn't want them up there because they were heavy. I said, I don't want you guys up here because you're not carrying the anointing and you're disturbing the anointing and the Holy Ghost. So go sit down in the audience, all of you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
When it comes to the anointing, I don't play. So I've been in churches and I've said, no, you guys can't sit here because the anointing has to flow freely and someone's interfering and I don't know who it is and I don't have time to investigate, so all of you go. Go. So, yeah, and always be prayed up when you go to church.
Yes.
Always be prayed up. Ask the Lord where he wants you to sit and sit in that place. And take some anointing oil with you, too. You know, anoint yourself.
Amen.
Glory to God. And continue to seek God and spend time in his presence. And those things that are trying to attach themselves to you will simply fall off.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. I hear you loud and clear.
That's God. I have to have wisdom when I say certain things, but yes, as you spend quality time in the presence of God, those things that are trying to attach themselves to you will simply fall off.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you too.
This is Ruby. Amen. And then we're going to wind on down. Thank you so much, Prophet Davis. This is Ruby.
God has been good today.
Yeah.
God is good.
Amen. You say God has been good today. Amen. Prophet David, he's been good to you and good to us. Isn't that a blessing? He sent that rhema anointed word down here today for his people, and he's bringing you higher. I mean, I was telling Evangelist Bernard, the Lord is just taking Prophet Davis higher and higher. I say, oh, Jesus. I just get new lap, what can I say, Lord, I just thank. And she said, You take it Monday. I said, oh, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for
God. Thank you, Jesus.
And the word and the anointing and the power and the word, rhema word from heaven down to his people. I said, I'm just so blessed sitting up here. She say, talk. I said, oh, I just want to tell Lord, thank you. But
thank you, Jesus.
To Jesus be the glory. And
you know what
praise.
I like about you, Sister Ruby? You know what I like about you? When and I know it was God who said to me, ask the dear lady, who is the friend of Evangelist Bernard, ask her if she needs a healing.
Uh-huh.
And because before the program, I prayed and I said, Lord, let healing come forth. And she was the only one the Lord spoke to me about regarding a healing. And it was true. And then the Lord had the anointing of healing, I mean, just be released out of my mouth, literally. And when God had me to speak it, I heard you say, oh, I felt that.
Yeah, I did. I felt it. You heard me.
God. But you know what? God let me hear it to bear witness to what the Holy Ghost was doing. Good God from heaven. My God. But you know, God always have a witness when he do certain things, certain miracles.
You know what?
It's,
we thought the phone was
yes.
on mute. I asked the manager, but no, it's on mute.
But thank Jesus. He wanted it.
Yes.
And also, I can concur with you that God was going to do the healing on this line because I spoke with her earlier. And I've been trying to encourage her to get on the line. You don't know her. And, my friend. And
yes.
I've been encouraging her for months now to get on this line. And I talked with her earlier before the broadcast. Didn't know that she was going to get on the line. See, and as you spoke today, she dropped off and she came back on. But as you spoke that word today, I'm telling you, I know God gave you that word. Why seek ye the living among the dead? Because there's so many key things today. And in order for us to get our healing, see, we want to be so connected and we want to have friends and, you know, have friends in high places and this, that, and the other. But sometimes, even those that you think, I don't care if they've been in your life forever, when the Lord say disconnect, you have to disconnect. Sometimes you got to walk away with your head down low, because guess what? God wants your head down low where he can lift up your head. Some of these folks, like you said, they are debt dwellers, and they come to drain your anointing. They come to, glory to God. You have in the day, and I think I have posted maybe about 8 or 9 of your quotes today on Facebook. And as
my
I'm
God.
Posting, folks have responded to
my
this
God.
Was a message from God. This was a rhema word. God gave
you
that today. And I
Probably.
Tell you, in the past 3 weeks, I have experienced the loss of some key people in my life. And then just the young lady dying on Sunday morning, I tell you, but we give more praise to the dead than we give to those that are. Glory to God. Oh, Lord, that's another message there. God gave you this message today. And these are the kind of messages that the enemy don't want us to air. But I thank God for this platform. I thank God because it's reaching souls. Hallelujah. All of these messages, they're going to be a witness against some of us. Some of us that hear it, but we won't apply it. Some of us that hear it, but we won't do anything to change our situation. God has given us power. Why are we walking around dead when we have the Holy Ghost power dwelling on the inside? Oh, glory, Jesus. Oh, this was a word today. Glory to God. This was a word. These are the messages that ought to be on NTBN. The word
Come on,
network,
I know that's right.
The impact network. But the devil don't want this anointed word to go forward because he wants us to continue to live amongst the dead.
God has freed us, and God is going to open up some doors
for this word to go forth where the anointed and the true men of God is going to be able to speak. Hallelujah. Some of the counterfeiters are being exposed. Some of them are going to be taken down this season, and we're going to see God bring some folks to the forefront that we didn't think nothing of. Hallelujah. Those that we least esteem, God is going to elevate them. Hallelujah. And he's going to give them a platform to preach and teach his word. I believe that. It's a new season. And it wasn't no light thing that lady said. She wish you had a, where you at? You have a church? Ruby said she was the first one saying it. God is going to do this thing. If we just step back and let God do what he does, glory to God, he'll give us the desires of our heart. Sometimes we want to take over, and we take matters in our own time. We won't wait on God because we won't impress folks. But when you wait on God, you don't have to worry about the door being shut. It's going to be open unto you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, Revelation 3:8 said, behold, hallelujah, I open a new door, a door that no man can shut. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, let me stop. I feel this thing today. Oh, hallelujah.
Glory to God. Oh, God is good. Oh, my God. Oh, God from heaven. You know, I stood.
Thank you,
I want to know, being from Prophet David, that is just truly a blessing.
Yes, I stood at the sliding glass door here in this house, and I stood and I looked up at heaven before the broadcast about 12:55, and I said, Lord, speak to your people.
Come on.
You know what they need. I didn't close my eyes. I just looked up to heaven. And I just talked directly to the Father. I said, you know what they need, Lord. I said, let the words that are spoken be something that they need and that's something they can apply to their life. God is so faithful. He is so good. But even now, the best is still yet to come. Amen. Hello. 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 Hello.
Hello.
Yes. What happened?
I received. We received that, Pat, Prophet David.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear anybody. But yes. I just know for a fact that this was an unusual day because. I really believe Evangelist Bernard and Sister Ruby that God was just setting the stage for the week. There were people who had to get delivered today. Your friend out of Lansing, Michigan. What was her name?
Marcia.
No, the other one, the first one.
Oh, Dee Dee, Karen's sister.
My God, I mean, it was such an accurate word with her. Some things that she had expected, and it didn't happen, and God didn't come through as she thought. But God said, I hadn't forgot about you, and I'm still going to do it. And I mean, just amazing deliverance, really, today was deliverance. The people needed deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
And for that kind of ministry, it took power. I had to fast today. I had to really lay before the Lord, started praying at 4 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
And then I was sensitive. I felt heaviness on the phone. I felt it first, heaviness. And I said, I feel this. I got to get rid of this first. This stuff has to go first. So God wanted to simply set the stage. And he has set the stage. I thank God for you, Evangelist Bernard, your obedience to the Holy Spirit, because when we spoke last night, your spirit, by the Holy Ghost, was quickened. So you would know, because this is the ministry God gave you, so that you would know that this was from God.
Oh, it was from God.
Glory.
Because I didn't have nothing, and I said, Lord, who's going to speak? And what do you want us to speak? And I knew that was God gave you that word today. This what you call a rhema word. This ain't something you go seeking for on the internet. From other folks. But you see God. And God will give you what he wants to speak.
That's it. My God.
Yes, he did. And not only that, I wanted to tell you a minute, since we have a few minutes, that her friend Marcia, they live in L.A. together, and she's up in Michigan now, but she rarely gets on the broadcast. But she came on today, and I pointed, and Vance Bernard said, oh, that's Marcia. Okay. So she stayed on a little while, but she hung up. So I said, Lord, something going on here with her. She needs something. And then she came back on just in time, and I said, Marcia back on. We going to get her line because she was new anyway. But that was the second one that Jesus Christ that had you to pray for healing. And she had to come back on the line. Isn't that also Prophet David?
Yes.
I just thought I wanted to share that with you because it wasn't nobody but Jesus Christ moved that and moved on her heart to come back on the line because she's been on a couple of times. But she never stays on, or, you know, she hang up, but she never comes back on. Now, isn't that good? Jesus is awesome, isn't he?
Well, God knew that she needed a healing, and she never told me. She just said an unspoken request. But God said to ask her, does she need a healing?
Mm-hmm.
And I asked her, and she said yes. And I think she was shocked, really, you know.
Yeah.
Because she said, I don't know this man, and he doesn't know me, and how is it that he asked me one question, and it's on point? But God knows everything. And that's why I said God really loves his people, see?
Yeah.
Because the reason that God loves his people so much, he cares for them. My God, from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to do exceeding abundantly above all we could ask or even think.
Ooh.
Glory to God. And this is what I'm believing. Mando rokai rasa taribe. Even as the apostle from Chicago had prophesied, that this is the top one of the top broadcasts, one of the number one talk. Radio shows, glory to God. I'm seeing a wave. I'm seeing a wave coming into the shore. And what that wave represents is a wave of people that God is going to send on the line. Glory to God. A wave of people that God is going to send on the line to hear the word of God that God is sending forth over this line. Glory to God. I just see a wave that's coming, and that wave represents people. God is going to send a wave of people that are going to come, and they're going to, glory to God, begin to also be grateful, not only for the spiritual nourishment, but they are going to also replenish financially the ministry. Glory to God. I see the wave, I see the wave, I see the wave, and it's coming. It's not here yet, but it is coming because God is sending the wave, and the wave represents the people that God is going to release to come onto the line, glory to God, to hear the word, to be set free, to get saved. That's why the Lord is leading me to do salvation prayers, you know, salvation prayers, because some of these people are not connected to churches, glory to God, but they want to hear the word, glory to God. And so that's why God is leading to salvation, glory to God. And it's going to be a common thing that going to begin to ask of those that need to be saved, glory to God. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation because God is going to send a wave of people. And glory to God. God is setting it up to send that wave of people in Jesus' name.
I receive that.
My God.
Glory.
My God, my God, my God, my God, my God.
Hallelujah.
My God, my God. So God is at work. This labor is not in vain. God is at work. God is at work. He has a plan. He has a plan, and that plan will be executed. And my God, it's. I just see that it's going to be. The people are going to increase. You're going to look up and you're going to see not only 10, 13, 15 callers. I don't know how many your unit can handle, but God is going to send many more people.
Oh, okay. That's a blessing. You
hallelujah.
I receive you being on the list of the ones that's bringing salvation in the word. Much as
glory
we can, two, three. So, mate, 4 days he talking about now, prophet? I'm just joking.
Sister Ruthie. Oh,
hallelujah.
God knows
all
things.
But you know what, Prophet Davidson, I just want to say this. Through this radio broadcast, God is establishing you.
Yes, he is.
And the work that he has called you to do.
Amen.
Word of God.
My God, my God, my God. Lord, I thank you.
He's establishing it, and he is connecting you with some true men, real men of God that is doing an extraordinary work for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
I receive that. I received that because as the apostle said from Chicago, he said, God got you in Hyatt, brother. see over the phone, God still got me hidden because I'm still over the phone, you know. But I have a different kind of ministry when I come forward because, you know, it's a lot of really calling the people forward and coming forward to receive a touch from the Lord. And I miss laying hands on the people. I miss that. I really miss it. I miss seeing the demonstration of the power of God when they come and stand at the altar and they collapse because the glory is so strong. And I don't even have to touch them, but the Holy Ghost himself touches them. I miss that. But, you know, it's okay for now. It's okay for now. But I miss it. I miss seeing people under the power of God and they're crying and they can't get up. And transformation is taking place.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you, God.
Glory, 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 glory.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, if you was here in Stockton's room and be there tomorrow.
Yeah, tonight.
Tonight.
Right after I hang up this off this broadcast, finish this job, I'll be over there where you at. Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory.
God is doing something.
Yeah, he's doing something.
Oh,
oh my God.
Jesus.
This is awesome. This is awesome what God is doing. And this just, you know, when I looked at this topic again, why seek ye the living among the dead? I said, you know what? I haven't heard this in it's almost been 10 years.
About them buildings. Well, this week is wide open other than Thursday and Friday. So,
yeah.
You know, if you want to do a two-day, three-day seminar,
listen to this, Sister Ruby.
We are extending that invitation to you because I haven't scheduled anybody the latter part of the week, Dr. Singleton, coming on. So just pray about it. And if God so speak to you to minister tomorrow and the next day, we certainly, it was a reason why I didn't schedule anybody this week. Usually I'm on it a little bit sooner, but God knows what he's doing. So pray
about it.
I tell you, today was a rhema word. God gave you that subject matter. This is not a subject matter that I chosen, but God gave it to you, and God showed today the people that this word was rhema.
That's it.
Sometimes we say it as a cliche, but rhema means it's directly sent.
Directly.
It's just like an apostle. He's one that was sent from God.
You're saying something now. You're saying something. Woo!
Rest my case.
My God.
I rest mine too, but I say the 2, 3, 4.
God rest my case because I'm hungry.
Sister Kim staying on the line, Evangelist Doris, and her client that is there at the salon. Thank God for you all staying with us until the end. We're going to let Prophet Michael dismiss us with a word of prayer, and we'll see you all on tomorrow. Now, if the Lord speaks to him to come back and minister for the next day or so, tune in early because he will be on early. Amen.
Dear Father, in the name of Jesus, only you could pull this off. Only you could decree such a thing and cause your people to hunger after you. Father, for you are truly the bread of life, and if we do not eat from the bread of life, we will not live. But, Father, as it were, let a hunger develop in our heart, in our spirit, to such a degree that we will not simply take a crumb, but we will desire the whole loaf. As you did with John the Apostle when he was in heaven, you said, eat the whole scroll. Father, let it be that we also desire to eat the whole scroll, which is having full knowledge of you in your fullness. And we desire you and that you would live in us because we have made the choice to live in you. Father, we thank you. We thank you for giving us the strength to abide in you. That you would abide in us. And that through you abiding in us, that we truly have life and life forevermore. Father, help us to walk away from everything that's dead. And if we don't have the strength, then strengthen us to walk away from everything that's dead so we can truly be free and liberated. We thank you for these people that they have received their deliverance on today. Never let them stumble again over the same thing, but now let them move forward and never look back from where they have come from. Those who need church homes, lead and guide them, Lord, especially the woman who wants Janet, who wants a child. But, Lord, you instructed me to tell her, get under authority first. Lead her quickly, I pray, this week to a ministry where she can serve her and her husband. Glory to God, so she can be in order. And my dear sister, who's at the shop of at the beauty salon there in Vallejo, California, Lord, lead her quickly to a ministry that you have selected and that you have chosen. Be glorified in her life, even all of our lives, as we obey you and humble ourselves to your word. In Jesus' name. Love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, and amen.
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 Sister Ruby, you my friend.
Some people have seen where God has brought you from.
Prophet Davis, we love you.
And love you guys too.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
Pray to God.